In Malawi, the Anti-Corruption Bureau started its operations in 1998 as an independent and autonomous government body with the core function of investigating corruption in public and private institutions. Martha Chizuma is the Director General of the Anti-Corruption Bureau in Malawi.
In the past 25 years, the SCB has registered and processed a total of 36,878 complaints. Out of these complaints, 10,615, representing 29%, were recommended for investigations, whereas 26,210, representing 71%, were closed or referred to other institutions.
She said many of the complaints were closed because of lack of evidence. Chizuma said political interference is among the major elements that have long stifled efforts to fight corruption.
Political interference is not only in Malawi, it's probably across the globe in as far as anti-corruption fight is concerned. But I always say it's how you handle that political interference, where you will stand on the statutes, and for us, the SCB is supposed to be independent, whether you will be able to overcome the political interference and still stand.
She, however, said the bureau has recently made efforts to stand against the problem.
If there was ever a time when we have really tried to depoliticize anti-corruption fight, it could be the recent years, starting from 2021. Because the philosophy that we decided to adopt was to deal with the current corruption swiftly and severely without considering which political party.
She cited as an example the arrest of Malawi Vice President Saulos Chilima last year for allegedly receiving kickbacks from the British businessman Zuneth Sata in return for awarding Malawi government contracts. Chizuma also cited the arrest of a bodyguard of former President Peter Mutharika in 2020 for allegedly helping Mutharika avoid nearly $7 million in import duties. Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera has long said that his administration will never interfere in the fight against corruption. George Pill is a former lecturer of political science at the University of Livingstonia in northern Malawi. He says there is nothing for Malawians to celebrate because there are a lot of corruption cases involving high-profile politicians, which the SCB has failed to conclude.
They have failed to investigate conclusively the cases. For example, the case of former President Bakiri Mluzi, which was thrown out by court. Secondly, we had a case of Cashgate during the Joyce Banda administration. That case has not been concluded up to now.
The SCB arrested Mluzi in 2009 on the accusation of diverting an $11 million donation to his personal bank account when he was serving as a president between 1994 and 2004. But the High Court freed him in May of this year, citing a lack of interest from prosecutors to conclude the case. However, Chizuma said delays in concluding the cases cannot be blamed on the SCB alone. She said some factors would include adjournments by the courts, a lack of resources, and the need for more investigations on the matter at hand. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.